1106, and you're in tune with Public Radio WNCW. Good Monday morning. My name is Joe Kendrick, and I'm so happy to be sitting across from Jim Lauderdale, trekking to Spindale once again. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's great to have you, Jim, and we're playing your new record, Soul Searching, a double disc, as you're exploring the traditions of Memphis and Nashville along with the Dickinson brothers. What's been going on?
Well, that record took up my late spring and the summertime. I was doing gigs on the weekends. And, of course, I took 5 days and was part of the Swannanoa Gathering this July, which I really enjoyed doing. And so it's just this record really kept me busy because it grew out of being, I was just going to do this one record in Nashville. And I ran into Luther Dickinson, my friend. We had done a record a few years ago of songs I'd written with Robert Hunter, and that's when I first started working with the North Mississippi All-Stars. And Spooner Oldham and David Hood were also on that session, and they're from the Muscle Shoals fame of hit songs.
Some Swampers joined.
Yeah, the Swampers. And so we had a few tracks left over from that we started. So anyway, when Luther got on board, I went into Nashville and did this whole new record. And instead of doing a follow-up to my last summer's record, or the summer before last, called I'm a Song, this turned out, instead of being a country record, just kind of more of an eclectic singer-songwriter, kind of rock. Let's see, Luther calls it psychedelic folk rock or something. But and then he encouraged me, as soon as we finished that, he said, hey, you need to finish this stuff we started in Mississippi. You need to go to Memphis to Royal Studios. And that's where Willie Mitchell did the Al Green stuff and Ann Peebles and Otis Clay. A bunch of folks cut hits there. And ironically, it's on Lauderdale Avenue there. And but so I did. So I went back, wrote a new batch of tunes, and so it turned out to be this double disc 26 song thing. The Memphis record, it kind of leans more towards classic sounding soul, like you were playing the Bar K's earlier, and that was such a great group. And so that, growing up in the Carolinas, especially when I was still living in Charlotte, radio was such a mixture of stuff. And, you know, so James Brown was having hits, Otis Redding, the Bar K's, you know, people like that, mixed in with the Stones and the Beatles and Cream and everything like that. So that music has been in the back of my mind for a long time.
We're live with Jim Lauderdale on WNCW today, and he's going to play for us live. We're going to have some tracks from the disc itself. What do you want to do first?
Let's do a tune off the Memphis disc called Worth the Wait.
It took a long time but it was worth the wait.
Jim Lauderdale on WNCW, Worth the Wait, from his new double disc, Soul Searching, on the Memphis side of the record. Jim Lauderdale is live with us today. Tell us about cutting that track.
That one is a tune that I laid down in Mississippi, and I told Luther Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars, who co-produced a record with me, I said, maybe we should call it Memphissippi instead of Memphis. And he laughed and he said, no, you know, where we were, that's, I consider that South Memphis, where it was Mississippi. So, but that's the studio that their dad built, called Zebra Sound, or Zebra Ranch, rather. And Jim Dickinson played piano on the Stones' Wild Horses song. He was a Muscle Shoals guy, and he was a great producer. He produced a lot of people. Gosh, one of his last things was Amy LeVere, who I know that you guys love a lot. I do, too. I love her a lot. But so anyway, so that one was just something that came to me while we were cutting this other stuff, while we were cutting the Robert Hunter stuff. And the horn players were from Memphis on there. They were from Lucero, the Lucero horn section on that song. Then later, a bunch of the other horn players were just Memphis guys on the record, and the backup singers were from Memphis. The organ player, now I did overdub him, that's Charles Hodges, and his brother Leroy is the bass player on a bunch of this stuff too. And they, along with their brother, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, Teeny Hodges, they were kind of like the house band there at Royal Studios, and they're still playing great.
Jim, you seem to lead a charmed life. I mean, you can write hits.
Joe, it's nothing. It's not that charmed.
But seriously, I mean, look at it. You got hits for everybody from the Dixie Chicks to Vince Gill to Ralph Stanley. You've got your own records. You can play with anybody you want. You're making great music. You know, there's still time to enter the race for 2016, Jim.
Well, you know what, Joe, I don't have time. I'm too busy. Jim is too busy.
Well, think about it. You could write your own theme song. That would be like,
well,
the, like,
hey, you know what? I could enter the race like some of these people I feel like might be doing to kind of get on the book tour circuit. I could do the record tour circuit, you know. That's right. That's not a bad idea.
See? There you go.
You know, drives up the name recognition. But no, I decline. I have to decline, Joe, but thank you.
what is on the near horizon?
I'm going to work this record for a while. I actually do have another interesting project that came to me when I was at IBMA a few weeks ago, the International Bluegrass Music Association festival they have in Raleigh, which I'm very pleased that they moved it to Raleigh. And folks, if you have not gone to IBMA, go. It's you know, if you're a bluegrass lover, it's great. Raleigh really rolled out the red carpet for the IBMA, and it's just a perfect place to have this convention, you know. And so there's so many great bands you can go see every night. And I know it sounds funny for me talking about bluegrass after this soul music, but as I was driving here, enjoying your show, eating my leftover from the day before, chilled pizza from the Flat Rock Bakery, which was as delicious as it was yesterday, I was asking you after the Bar K's, you played a song by a banjo player I hadn't heard of. And so that's one of the things I enjoy so much about WNCW is you guys are so eclectic. I mean, to hear Jimi Hendrix and then the Steep Canyon Rangers 15 minutes later, and, you know, it's just, it's great. That's my kind of stuff, you know, because we all grew up listening and enjoy listening to different styles.
And it's become more and more, at least in the mainstream, it seems that a lot of the focus has been kind of insular, like the sort of the worlds kind of never meet each other in a lot of circles anyway.
Yes, that's right. And hey, but getting back to that thing about this new project, you're saying what's left. I can't divulge too much about it because it just came to me 2 weeks ago, and I'm trying to, but it will utilize acoustic musicians from North Carolina, Tennessee and Virginia, and but if things go well, you'll hear about it in a couple of months. And I do have another album in the can. I've been, so to speak, as we say in the biz, and but that I've been kind of holding back on putting that out. But this new record just came to me, and so I wanted to actually finished it 2 weeks before we released it, and so I wanted to just kind of experiment and go, you know, what would it be like just to, while things are still so fresh, get it out immediately, you know, and see what happens.
How do you keep up that pace, and how do you keep writing songs? Because you've got a lot of songs on, you know, double disc, and you've already got another record ready. How does it come to you?
Well, coffee. Coffee from the, let's say, for instance, from the Flat Rock Bakery. They've got, I'm drinking my coffee from yesterday evening. And I like day-old coffee, too, as long as it's in your car and it's chilled overnight. But, yeah, you know, well, it's my, you know, the folks out listening have their jobs and they work hard, you know, 5 days a week. And this is just my job. So I you know, when I think about a teacher or somebody like that, you know, working way beyond. My mom was a chorus teacher in high school. And, you know, just that work load she took, I think I got a lot of my work ethic from her, you know. But, you know, if for anybody, if you just put the time in, you know, you'll get the results out of it.
Because I know plenty of artists just have, you know, just years in between records. And I've, you know, everybody's different in the way that they write, but some people really struggle to come up with tunes. I remember, I think it was Leonard Cohen was talking about a conversation he had with Bob Dylan, and Dylan was so complimentary of, I think it was Hallelujah. And it came out that Cohen was somewhat embarrassed on how long it took him to write that, because in the conversation he asked, you know, Bob about writing one of his songs, and Dylan said, you know, oh, yeah, well, it just came to me in 15 minutes or whatever.
Well, I had read that Leonard Cohen actually will fill a whole notebook. He has notebooks just for one song, you know, so he is very meticulous. And some of my stuff comes to me real quickly, and then some of it has kind of been hanging around for a few years. There's a few songs on this record that are like that, you know.
We're live with Jim Lauderdale on WNCW this morning. Where programming support comes from listeners like you and from the Broyhill Civic Center in Lenoir, North Carolina, presenting Mandolin Orange, Saturday, November 7th at 7:30. Information and tickets at broyhillcenter.com. Programming support also comes from Isothermal Community College's Polk Campus, with hospitality and tourism classes beginning October 13th, offering certification by the end of the year for jobs in hotels, event and marketing planning, venues, airports, and the equestrian industry. Information on registration and financial aid at 828-894-3092. Jim's got his guitar out. Have you got a tune for us?
Oh, this whole thing? Sure. Yeah, this one's... Here's another one off of the Memphis sessions, and this one is one of those songs for me that the day before the session, my back was up against the wall to come up with stuff, and so this one came out. When a game gets too hard to watch, and the water gets too far to cross, when a game is someone else's loss, I don't want to win.
Now, a beautiful live version of Win a Game from Jim Lauderdale here on WNCW. Another one from the Memphis half of his new one, Soul Searching. Jim, how much of your songwriting is inward, or how much of it is looking outward? Do you balance your lyrics and your themes with some of you, some character sketches? How does that all play out?
It's kind of both, yeah. Sometimes, like, well, this last song, Win a Game, that I was just messing around, and that title came to me. But then that's it, you know, and then just the melody. A lot of times the melodies come to me first, with maybe the titles, if I'm lucky. And then, you know, but sometimes it is experience or drawing on things, and then sometimes conversationally. And then sometimes it is just using my imagination on stuff. You know, when you first start writing, you know, you've got broken heart songs, and then after a while you run out of that, you know what I mean? Because hopefully that only happens to us a few times in life, and those songs, you know, can only come up so much. And then on this Memphis record, I did try to steer away because over the last several years I've been doing either kind of traditional country or bluegrass, and because that for instance with bluegrass, I had wanted to do that since I was a kid when I played banjo and make bluegrass records, but that never happened until I guess I was 40 something when I finally got to do my first bluegrass record with Ralph Stanley. So that was worth it, though, to have waited that long. And so then for a few years, I just kind of did bluegrass records, and then I got back into making country stuff, and I guess it was last year when I came out with the Robert Hunter, some more things. I'd been collaborating with him for a while. I love writing with him, and we've got about 100 songs together, and 6 records that I've done of just our stuff we wrote, and 2 of them are bluegrass. And so we're due for another record. But he toured last year for the first time in about 8 years, and so he kind of took some time off of writing. So I'm going to start bugging him again about writing with me. He's one of my all-time favorites. I just love his stuff.
You've worked with so many people. Is there anybody that you admire that you haven't collaborated with that you'd like to?
You know, I always, when people ask me that, I always forget when I think about it. But, I mean, there, on my bucket list, there would be, I'd love to do something with Dylan or, you know, I've always loved Keith Richards. And I did get to sing with him once on a benefit concert for Graham Parsons, a Graham Parsons tribute. And but there's been something, I love that, especially that Exile on Main Street era Stones stuff. That period of 71, 72, 73, musically for rock, country, bluegrass. I mean, it was just a great period. And but I try not to stay living in the past, Joe. So I I forge on. And but you know, there's other, gosh, else Haggard. I'd love to do a duet with Haggard and write something for him. Merle, of course, I'm talking about. There's people I didn't get to record with. I asked when I started working with Robert Hunter, there was a song that I wanted Doc Watson to record on the first record of stuff I did with Robert Hunter. It's called Headed for the Hills. But I did get a close, and Doc said, I'm just so busy. You know, I asked him at Merlefest if I could get him to record something. He just, I just can't do it. But he was always such a nice guy to me. I really appreciated his being such a wonderful person. But I did get a close thing. I got Brian Sutton to play on the song, and who's an amazing player and Asheville native. And but you know, so there's folks like that. And it's like I say, I forget this stuff, and then later I go, oh well, why didn't I say so and so? That's obvious. You know, I think as a kid, Paul McCartney, the Beatles were such a huge influence. When I was living in Charlotte, they came on Ed Sullivan for the first time. So I'd love to work with him and old Ringo since they're still here. That'd be fun. But, yeah, I'll think later as I'm driving down the road.
That's the way it is for me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
We're live with Jim Lauderdale in studio at WNCW today, playing some tunes from his new double disc, playing some live tunes. What would you like to do next?
Let's do one off the Nashville record. Let's go to track 5, Black Widow Spider, since it's almost Halloween.
Well, I got bit by a Black Widow Spider. She said she was a lover, not a fighter. Going back to the web again.
Jim Lauderdale on WNCW. There's a storm out here, but it's calm in here. Storm Out There, But It's Calm in Here, rather, from his Soul Searching, Volume 1 Memphis, Volume 2 Nashville, from the Memphis half of that double disc. From the Nashville half, we started with Black Widow Spider. And when I was telling Jim that we're going to whip out come Halloween, which is right around the corner, it's 1142 WNCW receives programming support from Greenbrier Farms in Easley, South Carolina, announcing their second annual Campfire Social Benefiting Project host Thursday, October 29th from 6:30 to 9:30. The evening features food from seven chefs, beer from five area breweries, and live blues music from Mac Arnold. More information at greenbrierfarms.com. Programming support also comes from Pardee Hospital. Dr. Heather North of Rheumatology at Pardee specializes in treating multiple forms of arthritis, including rheumatoid, osteoarthritis, and autoimmune, and is now accepting new patients. More information at 828-233-2849. Now, Jim Lauderdale is just on a whirlwind tour these days. Played in Asheville over the weekend and had a pretty good showing at the Altamont.
That was so fun. That's a great place. I got to first go out there, I believe it was in June, and with a panel of songwriters one day, the Grammy folks out of Nashville, because there's a chapter here in town in Asheville of that, and so they invited songwriters to come out, and we had a panel, and then that night we had a show. Tiff Merritt was on it, who I'm leading the campaign of get Tiff back to North Carolina, yeah. Move back. And so that was the kickoff of my campaign of that with Tiff. But that's it's really a great place. And I'll tell you, Asheville is such a – it's like, you know, how in the 80s, Athens, Georgia was such a hotbed of music. And I think Asheville is now – I mean, it's been for a long time, but, I mean, it's really bursting at the seams with all sorts of great styles of you know, world-class players and writers.
Really, per capita, I don't know how many places could compete, because for a city the size of, what, 80,000 people or so is what Asheville, roughly, and then you've got that many live venues and the bands that people know far and wide, it is pretty amazing to have watched it happen just over the past 20 years.
It is. And hey, Joe, getting back to that song, there's a storm out there, but it's calm in here. There was a storm out there about 2 days ago when we had quite a bit of rain here in the area, and then the week before. But today it is calm and sunny, and it's going to be a high of about 73, a low tonight of probably about 57.
There you go. You got another career. We found even more skills up your sleeve, Jim.
You know, the weather is one of my my passions. But I love weather.
You do other things. I mean, Music City Roots.
Yeah.
Got that video series.
That's a show on Wednesdays in Nashville, and it's a podcast, musiccityroots.com. People can watch, and they can look at the archives. And we have a lot of bands from this area up there on that. It's a show that's got usually four acts a week, and pretty diverse styles as well. And then Buddy Miller and I have a show on Sirius XM. So if folks are out of the NCW area and they, you know, that they can't get pick up you guys, they can turn on to Sirius XM when you're out of town.
Yes.
And listen to the Buddy and Jim show. It comes on once a week. We have guests, and sometimes we have playlists too, you know. But
so diplomatic how you put that, Jim. When you're outside of the WNCW listening range.
Well, you know, we were talking about pause. If one of my jobs I'd like to do would be a diplomat to a place, you know, an interesting area. Mm-hmm. That needs some good music.
Yeah, do we have musical ambassadors anymore? Because I remember Louis Armstrong was a musical ambassador
that's
for the
right.
United States.
You know, that's a good point. Hint out there if anybody's listening up in the government.
Tell us about working with the Dickinsons. Have you done anything with them before this?
Just that one thing. And hey, by the way, we got to play at Merlefest, which was a real highlight for me. Steve Johnson, who does such a great job of booking it, had heard the record we did of the Robert Hunter stuff, Black Roses. And so he had us, and we had some horn players from Asheville, and I used a couple of guys from Dawn of the Buffalo who are there every year. And I believe this year I'm going to do a set with Dawn of the Buffalo. Peter Rowan and I are going to do a set at Merle Fest. So we just did a festival the weekend before last in San Francisco called Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. And so they joined me out there. And we've got just some sporadic things. We're working on it now because I put out this thing so quickly. I think kind of like now's the time promoters for the summer are going to be planning ahead. So hopefully, you know, late spring and summer we'll have some more stuff.
I remember your set from Merle Fest, and I think I dubbed it the testosterone set. Came out swinging.
Well, when you get us together, it's like, you know, as those commercials say, if you have low T, it will boost it, you know. So, but yeah, those guys, I'll tell you, the North Mississippi All-Stars are a real force to be reckoned with. You know, they are powerful. That they come through occasionally, I think, here. And I need to get a show here in Asheville with them.
You know, have your people talk to their people, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that'd be fun. We missed it. You know, one cool thing when you're talking about collaborators, a few years ago I got to be in this band that Elvis Costello had called the Sugar Canes. And we were, it just didn't work out to come to Asheville, but that was on his wish list and ours. You know, Jerry Douglas was in the band and Stuart Duncan and Mike Compton, Jeff Taylor and Dennis Crouch. And we did play in Raleigh or Cary at the amphitheater out there. But Elvis Costello, why did I say, I don't know. Now I got law. I know he's got a new book out. I don't know if he mentions me or not in any kind of salacious way, but I'm sure it's an interesting book. But he's great. I love Elvis Costello, man. He really does a lot of different things and just such a great writer.
Yeah, he's about due for another record.
He is. Well, he keeps saying, I'm not going to make any more records, but then he does, so I hope he will.
We're live with Jim Lauderdale on WNCW this morning. JimLauderdale.com. You can find out all about what he's up to and his new record that we've been playing, Soul Searching. And he's got his guitar. I hope you might be able to play another one live.
Well. Okay, this one is off of the Nashville disc on the record.
You were here, I feel you everywhere. Jasmine, mint, and honey fill the air. I can't move until I feel you near.
Another one from Jim Lauderdale, live in Charles Benedict Memorial Studio on WNCW this morning. Jim, it's great to have you with us
Thank
today.
You. It's great to be here.
And hopefully next time we can bring you with a band or something.
That'd be great.
Like a full send-up.
Well, let's talk to the North Mississippi All-Stars peeps and your peeps, and then we'll see if we can get some good peeping going on.
We were talking so much about Elvis Costello earlier. Let's take us out with one of his tracks. It's Elvis Costello on NCW.
Now that your picture's in the paper being graphically admired, you can have anyone that you have ever desired.